You're known for your ability to blend Southern style with sharp California lines, as they say. So what does that really look like, and what feeling are you trying to create?
I think design is a reflection of sort of your environment. And when I moved to California, you know, California has its own look. It's about a much more casual, laid-back lifestyle, a little bit less fussy than maybe we're used to here down the South. So I think what made my designs unique in California were the fact that I had this upbringing in the South that was full of rich colors and textures and about creating this warm, inviting environment. And I was able to combine that with the clean lines of California, where things are a little bit more tailored and sort of toned down a little bit.
So tell me more about that. You actually moved back here from L.A., where you had set up a successful business. Why Baton Rouge, of all places?
I grew up in Baton Rouge, and when I moved away over 17 years ago, I left a different city than I'm living in now. And, you know, I had a lot of great fortune in California to have my own television show, to have a wonderful business. And there gets to a point in your life or in your career where you sort of say, okay, now what's next? You know, I'd accomplished the goals I'd set for myself earlier than I expected. And I kind of just was staring at myself thinking, what's the bigger challenge here? And it was to move back to where I grew up and to start giving back to the community that I grew up in. And, you know, to open a firm here that can support the same type of work that I do out there.
And has that been true so far? Is there enough of demand here? And what kinds of businesses are you serving? Is it mostly individuals or establishments?
The projects that I'm working on out here, down here, are still the residential projects. I haven't quite made the big announcement that I'm here full time yet. So it's been a process over the last 4 months to really get settled in. I rented amazing space in downtown Baton Rouge, which I love. It's actually in the oldest building that Baton Rouge has. It's the old Tessier building. And so I set up offices down there, and I'm hoping to be able to do commercial work. We'd love to do some of the hospitality work, high-end residential. And what's more exciting for me is that I'm giving opportunity to the designers I've hired here to work on projects on an international level, because our firm in California is the bigger office, and we have large projects there. And I'm able to bring, you know, some of that work back home and have the kids here work on it.
So what, if anything, do you think is really holding designers back in the South?
I think we're all exposed to things all over the world through access to information. And I think there's a younger generation that understands design is above and beyond what they're used to seeing locally because of things they've seen on Facebook or, you know, traveling. And so there's a demand with a younger group of kids who are carving out a budget to spend money on the design, whereas before you probably didn't have that. You know, you didn't hire designers till you were older and you had more money. Today, you have kids who are saving up money, not just for their first house, but they're also saving up money to hire a designer because they understand that that's a profession and that someone would help them create something that's very unique to them. No one wants the cookie cutter, and that's true across the board. But I find that here, people are more interested in what's different. I want something outside of what I always see. And that's exciting to me. You know, people are embracing a little bit more of a warm, modern aesthetic. They're not all about, you know, the very traditional look.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.